Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome to an hour of mind power. Today is an open mic day. No guest is scheduled. Oh my goodness. We're going to have a great hour. I've got a lot of odds and ends of information and stories to share. So more than anything else, you're going to be able to call in at any time during this hour. That's right. All you need to do is pick up the telephone and dial 888-815-9756, and we'll be able to chat. And if you'd like me to do a reading for you, I would be delighted to light up your life with some intuitive insight. Again, the telephone number is 888-815-9756, and that's for the entire hour. Every once in a while, I like to schedule a show where I don't have a guest, and this happens to be one of those days. I wanted to start with a thought that was put in front of me by a person. His name is Gordon Morton, co-founder of the Zango Juice Company. He said, if you do what you fear, you won't fear what you do. And we've all heard statements like that. And in today's world, in today's environment, there has been such a propulsion of energy put towards fear that we need to realize we have to take in hand our own attitudes, our own feelings, and say, wait a minute, who's in charge here? I'm the one that's going to be making some choices. And if necessary, I can link up with some other people, and together we can come into a positioning of making a difference. I was in a meeting the other evening with a number of people, and one of the questions that I posed to the person, I know we've got a caller, and I'll just ask the caller to be patient for a moment. One of the things that came up in this meeting that was so obvious, there was a lot of moaning, groaning, complaining, finger-pointing, people whining about what couldn't be done, so on and so forth. And when you started steering the conversation towards a resolution, there was a confusion because they were in a habit of following their fears. And when I observed this, I thought, wow, this is something we all need to pay attention to. What are we giving our energy to? What are we putting our minds toward? What in the world are we doing with our actions? Well, I believe it's not just thinking positive, but it is taking action and unifying yourself with people, places, situations that are looking at solving problems, not creating them. And I've got some things to share with you, but we've got a caller on the line, so you'll see how it's done here on the Donna Sebo Show. Again, if you want to call in, the telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756, because we have an open mic hour today. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Are you talking to me? Hello?
Yes, I am.
I'm so delighted to speak to you, Donna. This is my lucky day, right?
Oh, of course it is.
Thank you, Donna. My name is Carmen, and I'm calling from New York.
From New York? Is it New York City that you're calling from?
No, I'm calling from Orangeburg, New York, which is upstate New York.
Upstate New York. I bet you it's turning beautiful now.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's turning light yellow and light green. The trees are like reddish. Beautiful.
Oh, it's just, that is such a gorgeous part of the country. And, of course, fall in, and this is just the optimum season to be back,
yes,
I think,
indeed,
back there.
Donna.
It is wonderful. Well, Carmen, let's get down to business with you. First of all, I want you to not be concerned or fearful when it comes to dealing with money. I'm looking at a number of contracts. I am seeing situations where you will have to really pay attention to the typed word on paper, and you must make sure you understand the contracts and the terminologies very, very well. You do not assume that people have your best interest. Business is something that you have a natural tendency to be very good with. But I feel as if there are some issues here, and you might, if you have an attorney for a friend or someone that is skilled with reading contracts, you may want to make a copy of whatever you're going to be signing and then take it that copy to the friend and say, would you look over this for me? And if there's anything that is of concern to you, would you call it to my attention? Because I'm going through this and I'm making notes, and I'd like another pair of eyes to look at this. What this will do, this will enable you, when it comes time for you to go into a meeting with people, and by the way, don't ever do these meetings by yourself. Always have somebody with you. And you want to have clarity, and if there is something that you do not agree with in that contract, you can bring it to their attention and say, I do not feel that this is appropriate wording. I want this wording changed. And if they try to talk down to you, that's why you need somebody with you, preferably a male. And that's not because I'm being discriminating. It's just a fact. If you have a male with you, it is going to give you a better presentation of strength. But that male has to understand the document that you're talking about. And this way they'll know you mean business. And by golly, I am seeing a contract renegotiated twice. If you pay attention to the detail, the contract will finally be done properly. And if they tell you this is something, they can't do it, blah, 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 all you need to do is say, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your interest, and I appreciate your submitting this to me, but I can't accept it because this is not appropriate. And unless it's changed, I'm not going to agree to it. So be willing to walk. Be willing to walk away. Don't let anybody put you under such pressure that you think that there's only one way to do something. That's not the case. You're learning and growing when it comes to money. And when I'm watching this, I like what I see. But I want you to be sure you keep company with people that have good integrity, that if you need them as a counselor, they'll be there for you, and you will have honest and strong representation for yourself. Now, there's a family matter that I'm seeing driving you crazy, and you just don't know exactly what to do, and I want to say get yourself out of the middle of the situation. You need to understand you are not there to be the referee. The individuals that are having the challenges must take care of their own responsibility. And if you try to get in the middle of this, you're going to get axed from all sides. So it's wiser for you to be a good listener and then ask the people, how do you feel this should be resolved? And see what they come up with. And if they ask you for your advice, it's okay. You can go ahead and give it. There's nothing wrong with giving advice. But always say, I am not going to fix this for you. This is your job. You're supposed to take care of this. If you want my 50 cents worth of common sense, I'll be glad to give that to you. But you are responsible for resolving this, not me. And that'll enable you to break a pattern that I think sometimes just suffocates you. What question would you like to ask me today?
Donna, thank you for the advice. On October 20, I have the IRS doing an audition to me, my husband and my business. And I would like to know if you can tell me some advice or you see the outcome.
Well, I think if all of your records are in order, and you are very upfront and you are very honest about it, I don't think you're going to have much of a problem. Now, I do think that something has not been filed correctly. Now,
okay.
This is something that maybe has been misunderstood, but I don't think you're going to have a major problem. Just make sure that you've got all of your receipts, be prepared
okay.
for them, and don't be fearful, but really be very, very honest, and
yes.
just say, you're welcome to go through my books, you're welcome to check things out, I'll be more than happy to give you the information you need. That
okay.
is what you need to be aware of. I think you're going to find that there is
Thank
something
you.
Additional that you need to do with your business in the way of record keeping. I think that will be pointed out to you, and I believe there will be a good resolution to this.
Okay.
So I don't want you to be afraid.
I will not be afraid after I heard your advice. Donna, thank you very much for your advice.
You're welcome. Now, do you have a CPA or an accountant that you work with?
Yes, I do have a CPA that is going to take care of the situation. He
well,
asked me not to come. He says he'll do everything.
Well, I would say I would be in disagreement with you, with him. The reason being,
okay.
let me share something that happened to me. This was many, many, many years ago.
Okay.
And I had a business. And we were audited. And at the time that we were audited, and my husband was in business, but his business wasn't audited, it was my business. And the reason I was brought in for an audit is that I was a small business person and I did a lot of traveling. I was on the road 2 weeks out of every month. And so
okay.
that particular year when they audited me, they were really going after checking records on small business people like myself who did a lot of traveling. So I took
okay.
in all of my receipts, but I went with my CPA. And
oh.
he talked with him, and the reason I suggest is because you need to be educated. You need to feel comfortable with this so that
right.
you're not fearful. And I sat
okay.
with my CPA, and I had all of my records. I had everything there. It was all in order. And I found out that my bookkeeper at the time, after they went through every single receipt that I had. And the guy comes back to me, and he said, do you realize you're not being given credit for enough things on your report? And my
oh,
bookkeeper
wow.
had not been filing information properly. Now, this was, you know, a while ago. They were using a computer, but they didn't have anything like QuickBooks at the time.
Oh, I see.
So their system, which was a particular system, they were doing sloppy work. I had no idea because I was
right.
taking my receipts into them every month. So I think
right.
that it's good for you to be there. I think you
okay.
need to know what they need. You need to talk to these people. I did, and when I went back in the second time, and they told me, this needs to be looked at. You're the business person.
Exactly.
You need
yes.
to know what is being done, and if anything is not being
okay.
done properly, you want to be informed.
Right, right.
So,
I want to follow your advice.
And
I want to talk to my accountant, and I want to ask him to be there. Just because, Donna, I don't know what's happening, but since last year I have been audited for different people, like the Workers' Compensation, Department of Labor,
mm-hmm.
and New York State Fund Insurance, and I have dealt with them, and everything was fine. They all gave me credit, but I feel weird and fear, and I shouldn't feel weird and fear towards the IRS, because I can show them the same that I did with the other people. That's why
right.
I hired the CPA.
Right. And
but
so,
I'm going to follow your advice.
Mm-hmm. Have someone with you, because
okay.
sometimes people, depending on who you get, I've never found anybody at the IRS that I've dealt with, and this is just my personal experience. They're always usually very courteous and very pleasant. And, yes, they're
okay.
checking records, but like what I went through, and they did this with me for 4 years in a row.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
For 4 years in a row, and everything was fine. They'd go, you know, I'd just go ahead and let them check stuff through, And it was something that the government was doing. And with today's economy being the way it is, and with small business people, there may be more of an intense look at certain areas, you know, hiring practices, et cetera. And you're in New York and you've got, you know, there's all kinds of things that are going on. So they will look for certain red flags.
Okay.
And if you had certain expenses that maybe were more than you had in a previous year, or you have been traveling, just like it happened with me. And the primary reason I learned later was I was on the road so much that that was like, wow, how come this is happening? Okay? So that's what you might want to ask when you're at the IRS. Say, is there a reason why I am, you know, why I was chosen to be audited? And a lot of it is done by random computer, but sometimes there is a specific area that they are concerned with. And they're looking for dollars. They are just, they're looking for money. And so all you have to do is have a smile on your face, go in with your records, you'll be just fine.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you very much for your advice.
Oh, you're welcome, Carmen.
Happy to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let us know how everything turns out.
I will call you. I will call you for sure and let you know. Okay?
Thank you, Carmen. Take care now.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. If you'd like to give me a call, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Too many times I have heard, whether it's on the news or various commentaries, people bashing the wealthy side of life. And they'll say, oh, corporations are crooked, or every wealthy person is a greedy individual. Well, I thought I would share with you the fact that, one, if we don't have wealthy people, we're not going to have enough money in circulation to be able to enable anyone to have what they need. Remember, money is only a medium of exchange. Instead of dealing with cows, chickens, eggs, or peanut butter, we use dollar bills and change, which is a heck of a lot better in my view. But so often we get very distorted in our thinking. And I always chuckle when I'm watching people standing in line 25 deep at a local grocery store to buy lottery tickets. And the higher the lottery ticket value is, the longer the line gets. So on one hand, people will throw dirt at the wealthy. And then on the other hand, they're standing in line and saying, but I want it. I want it. So I think it's important to be aware that when people are of substance, there's a lot of them that are doing good things. And I'm going to tell you about someone in the mid-19th century. And this was a time when tea, and you have to keep in mind the ratio of value of money, tea cost about a dollar a pound. Now, at that time, a dollar a pound for tea was incredibly expensive. I mean, people were hardly making anything relative to what we expect today. They might make $100 a year. And that is, that was an amount to a lot of people that kept them alive. Well, there were two men, George Hartford and George Gilman, who came up with a simple but a unique plan to be able to lower the price of tea so the average individual could afford it. What they did, they bought tea directly from ships in New York Harbor. Then they took a low percentage profit and they went after high volume sales. Their tactics worked. They called their mail order business, that's right, they made it into a mail order business. They turned that business then into a chain of stores called the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company. Now, the A&P stores were around when I was growing up, and I think there's still a few around. I'm not positive. But, you know, Mr. Hartford had five children in his family, and with all of the money that he was making at that time, he gave thousands of dollars a year to charitable causes, ranging from the Pius X Mission in Skagway, Alaska, to a favorite church, the First Methodist Church in Urbana, Illinois. And as his fortunes grew, he decided he was going to establish a foundation as a conduit for his giving process. He wanted to be sure that his contributions would benefit people such as those who made purchases at his store, because those people buying his goods had enabled him to become a wealthy man. Later, he reorganized his foundation to receive his estate, so by the time he died, he had bequests to individuals that in his day totaled $500,000 with $55 million. Keep in mind the time frame. $55 million going to his foundation, including $40 million in A&P stock. That way, a portion of every dollar spent at an A&P store would eventually be donated to a charitable cause or something that is going to be beneficial to people. His money is still going out and benefiting people's lives. When you think of people like Bill Gates and his wife, who have established a foundation, and they have given away millions and millions of dollars for education, they're strong supporters of improving medical conditions, health conditions in different parts of the world. And they have established a foundation set up in such a way that 50 years after they're gone, everything has to be spent in it. It is an amazing phenomena when people are able to take whatever abundance they have and utilize it. But I want you to also think of something else. When you're looking at prosperity, prosperity can be on so many different levels. Every time somebody comes up with an idea that makes our lives better, whether it is a medical discovery, whether it is an improvement on dealing with sewage, or enabling children to read better, or understanding how to work with someone that has a disability, being able to empower them so they become an individual that is able to be supportive of themselves in their lives. Whatever it is, prosperity is interpreted different ways by different people. So often when I'm listening to rhetoric or people who are complaining, I want to say, remember, what goes around comes around. If you want to have a prosperous life, the first thing you need to do is be grateful for what you have, even if it's only having a penny in your pocket. Be grateful that you are in an environment of opportunity if you'll open your eyes and look for it. You're not going to be able to find any good in life unless you're willing to receive it. And it's amazing how a shift in an attitude can make a difference. Sometimes you maybe will help somebody, and long after you think it doesn't make any difference about what you did, it'll come around to you in a way where someone may help you when you really need it. Don't be afraid that life has nothing for you. It does. You're here. You have the opportunity to think, to reason, to evaluate. If you get bored, go to your local library, rent videos, get on the internet. There's a lot of things that people have made available that have no cost in the way of dollars going out. It's everything from entertainment to education. So whenever you're feeling as if life has shortchanged you, pull yourself up and start counting your blessings and become prosperous in your thinking. And every time you walk into a store and you're walking down an aisle and you see all kinds of products, you may not want to buy those products, but think of how fortunate you are that we are in a time frame where they are available. I remember stories by people when there were not any kind of products on the shelves for them to feed their families with. I can remember taking trips up into Fairbanks, Alaska, when a food shipment did not come in, and walking into a grocery store and there was really nothing in the way of fresh food available on the shelves. These are things that when you've experienced them, when you've seen them, when you've traveled to other countries and you're aware of it, you become aware that it takes a lot to be able to enjoy what we have today. So wake up. Look at what's around you. Be grateful for what you have. And when you're thinking about rich people, okay, there are some schmucks out there, but there's a lot of poor people that are schmucks too. Middle class people that may be schmucks. But I'll tell you what, they're really in the minority. What you're going to find is that when you give people, usually, a little bit of a chance, they're going to show you a great deal of what they have to offer. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. The telephone number to call into is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And I'll light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Open mic hour today. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be talking about animal voices, animal guides. My guest is Dawn Brunke. This is an animal communicator. Dawn is just a delightful woman. She's been on my show before, and we're going to be talking about some of her fascinating experiences, so I invite you to join us if this is an area of interest that you have. Also, for those of you who are in the Washington State area, I want you to know this Saturday, just a couple of days away, I'm going to be appearing at the Boeing Parapsychology Employee Expo. Now, this is an event that's been going on for years. I'm going to be there for the entire day. I'll have a booth, as well as being a speaker on Saturday. And what you can do is come out at 9 o'clock to Kent Commons, actually, anytime between 9 and 5. And you can go to the website. This is being held in Kent, Washington, at the Kent Commons facility, a wonderful, wonderful place. But go to their website, bepcweb.org. That's Boy Edward Paul Charlie Webb.org. And you'll find all the information you need about this wonderful event. There's going to be all kinds of vendors and speakers and products and services. And I am going to be cleaning out some of my library. So there are going to be all kinds of fabulous books available to you. So I invite you to come by. Say hello, and I'll also be doing mini consultations. So don't forget, the Boeing Parapsychology Expo in Washington, Kent, Washington, this Saturday from 9 until 5. And I'm going to be appearing in Safety Harbor, Florida, next week. I will be there from the 1st until the 4th, and I will be available for anyone that might be in that area that would like to have a private session with me. There will be some time slots that I'll be able to do it. I'll also be broadcasting live about Teresa Tapp's retreat. We're going to have some fabulous, fabulous people on the air, and you'll hear their wonderful stories of personal success. Then I'm going to be in Fairbanks and Anchorage, Alaska. I will be traveling to that area of the country starting on the 12th and will be through the 18th, and I will have the information in my newsletter, and if you wanted to have a session with me, if you're in Alaska, all you need to do is call my office, whether you're in Florida, Alaska, or actually any place else. If you're interested in a private session with me, all you do is call 800-872-8852. That's 800-872-8852, and we'll schedule a time. Well, we're getting ready to take a break. Don't forget, if you want to chat with me during this second half hour, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call into. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sivo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Open mic day to day, 888-815-9756. Louise Fritz wrote a delightful poem, and it's so appropriate for this time of the year. It's fall, and this is how it reads. Asters, mums, and goldenrod bedecked with autumnal shades. Oh, catch the glorious colors before fall's glory fades. Oh, it's so true. Nature just seems to put together this wonderful, wonderful kaleidoscope of color in fall. And it's as if it's the last hurrah of color. And here in the Pacific Northwest, it's already started. And we've been seeing it for a good month. But now the cool, cool nights are starting. And, of course, that creates a chemical shift. There's all kinds of scientific research behind this that will tell you the specifics of why the colors evolve in the leaves and in various plants as they do. But it's just marvelous. So if you have a chance, get out in the mornings when it's crispy and the temps are just sort of frosty. It's just slightly frosty. And it'll just be invigorating for you, not just feeling good and getting a little bit of exercise, but it's just refreshing to breathe in that crisp air. Of course, if you're down in Florida, you're cooking. It's in the 90s, from what I understand. So I know that you don't have that particular experience, but it is a wonderful, wonderful thing to know that it's this time of year that's going to enable us to start getting out our sweaters here in the Pacific Northwest. That's what we're doing because the temps are definitely dropping. We went from 80 down to the 60s today. So it is quite a shift, but that's the way it is in my part of the country. This is a time of the year also when fresh fruit, apples, pears, all kinds of wonderful fruits have come in to their rich time of growth, and this is when you harvest them. And I've got a wonderful mixed fruit crisp recipe that I want to share with you. So get that pad of paper and pen, and I'll just move along to some other information that I decided I would share with you today. If you're a business person, and I'll get back to the recipe later, how can you, in today's market, access information that can assist you with marketing? Now, this is something dependent on the type of business you run that may or may not be of interest to you. But if you're looking for a particular demographic market for what you are offering, and this is usually a very good thing to do. If you want to know where, if you decided you wanted to open up a storefront, where is it going to best succeed? Is it a good time to expand your business? Is it time to downsize your business? Well, use the census data. That's right. The information is free, and it can really help you. Now, this is what you have available to you. You can use it as your own marketing research firm. That's right. The census information can really help you. It can give you very, very good insights on demographics by state, city, and zip code, if you want that. Income in your areas, where that income is located, an ethnic mix of a particular niche market. It makes a difference. Educational level of the local labor force, and there's a whole bunch more. Now, being a small business owner, it gives you an advantage. You also can learn about your competition. It can give you information on industry specialization, company size, relationship of expenses to receipts. All of this is useful to you. You may find you want to bring in some new products, or you want to maybe get rid of some. But at least you'll have something to work with. It'll determine your company's market share. Now, let's give you an example here. Let's say a restaurant supply wholesaler calculated that it had roughly an 11% market share in its primary sales region based on dividing its own sales by state totals for similar businesses. The wholesaler was able to use that figure as a target when it expanded its business into other states. So it all depends on what you want to do. There was a software developer. He wanted to market his quality control product to other firms. So guess what he did? He used census figures on growth combined with his own list of industries most likely to use the product, and then he customized his software to appeal to the industries that he wanted to reach. What if you want to open a new location? Well, there was an owner of a chain of an auto accessory store. He used census data to determine the ratio of accessory sales to household income for a number of cities that were adjacent to where he already was located. And what he did, when he got the information, he discovered that the local market that he was in for auto accessory stores was really oversaturated. So he decided he wasn't going to expand, but he checked out other cities and neighborhoods that had a lower ratio of sales to income. So there's all kinds of things that you can find out. It can even help you with loans. And we've heard a lot of comments about, gee whiz, we can't get loans, the banks don't want to talk to us. Well, here's a story about an entrepreneur who used census data to support a loan application. She was seeking financing because she wanted to do a tailor and alteration shop for women executives. So what she did was use the economic census data for the line of business she was interested in developing in conjunction with data on women in managerial occupations in the area that she would be servicing. That enabled her to have something to go to the banks with. If she was in an area where there were not many women of management positioning, it wouldn't have made sense. But because there was a good market for what she was wanting to do, she was able to get the loan. So there's all kinds of things that business people can use, and there's all kinds of programs that are involved in helping small businesses that use the same data. Now, here is a census that I know we're all familiar with. It's the decennial census, which is the count of everybody that lives in the United States, and it's done once every 10 years. And the second is the economic census, which is carried out every 5 years. So it is passed on, once it's collected and analyzed, it's passed on to federal, state, and local governments. And this is information available to all of us. So if you want to gain access to it, all you have to do is check it out. Check out the U.S. Census, and you will find that you're going to have the help that you need to do what you need to do in your business, and you won't have to spend a whole bunch of money to do it. It's a good resource. Okay, are you ready for a fresh mixed fruit crisp? Oh, this is so good, and it is so easy. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we have plums that have come into season. We have apples. We have pears. We just have so many wonderful, wonderful fruits. And as we're going into the month of October, Oktoberfest is a big holiday here, and we have areas of communities that just have all of this wonderful fresh fruit that's available because we have these wonderful areas in eastern Washington that grow so many of them. But here you go. This one is made with plums and pears, and you could even add some apples if you wanted, but this is how simple it is. It's a half a cup of sliced, you know, natural almonds, half a cup of sliced natural almonds. You need a quarter of a cup of butter, quarter of a cup of butter. You need 5 almond toast cookies, and one brand is like a Stella di Oro, and you want to crush them. It'll come to about 3/4 of a cup crushed. You need a third of a cup of quick cooking oats, third of a cup of quick cooking oats, 2 tablespoons plus 2/3 of a cup of sugar. 2 tablespoons plus 2/3 of a cup of sugar. And 1.5 pounds of plums. And that, you might get little ones here. We've got a friend that has a plum tree and they have small Italian plums on this tree. So you need to weigh the plums after they have been pitted. And you want to cut them into wedges. If they're big plums, you know, chunky wedges. If they're little plums, you don't need so many because obviously they're small, but you want to weigh them after you pit them. Then you're going to need about 1.5 pounds of pears, which will, depending on the size of the pear again, it's going to be about 3. You want to core them and cut them in to about 16 wedges. And then you need 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch. And then, of course, you always want to have something like vanilla ice cream or freshly whipped cream, if you like that to go with it, because it is going to be served warm. And, oh, nothing like vanilla ice cream over a warm fruit crisp. Now, this is what you need. You're going to need a 10-inch skillet, and I like to use a cast iron skillet for this because it just, I don't know, it just does something extra with the fruit. But you use a 10-inch skillet over medium heat, and you want to cook your almonds, put them in the skillet, and stir in until they're toasted. They'll get a nice golden brown. Take maybe 5 minutes, a little bit less. You want to remove them. Now, that very same skillet, after you have browned your almonds, you want to put the butter in, and then you let the butter melt. Remove the skillet from the heat, and then stir in the crushed cookies, the almonds, the oats, and 2 tablespoons of sugar. So you're going to want to mix that all in. And then you want to have a bowl on the side that you can put that mixture in, and you'll put it to the side, and it'll be cooling for you. And then in a large bowl, you have your plums, your pears, your cornstarch, and the remaining 2/3 cup of sugar. And you toss that thoroughly, put that in the skillet, in the 10-inch skillet that you've been using, cover it, and cook it over medium-low heat until it's tender, and the juices are nice and thick. And you'll know that you've reached the right consistency when the juices are not only syrupy, but they are clear, because the cornstarch will give that type of a thickness and clarity to it. And that's going to take you about 15, 20 minutes. Now, you might want to uncover it during the last 5 minutes so that the moisture that's inside the cover is not going to drip down back into your fruit the last 5 minutes. Remove it from the heat. You put the crumb topping that you have there on top of it and just let it stand for 10 minutes and then scoop it out and serve it with warm vanilla ice cream. Really, 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 really good. And one of the things I wanted to say that is very nice with this, you might, if you like cinnamon, And at our house, cinnamon is a very popular flavoring and seasoning that we like to have with anything of this nature. You might want to mix a little bit of flavoring of the cinnamon in there and a touch of vanilla with the fruit, but you add it at the end. Add your vanilla at the end. And what it does, it enhances those fruit flavors. And just a little bit. You don't need a whole bunch, like maybe, a quarter of a teaspoon to a half a teaspoon, whatever your taste buds enjoy. And then with the cinnamon mixed in with the crumbly top, it's really very good. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away. Give me a call at 888-815-9756.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, I'll be glad to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Junk. Have you got a bunch of junk around the house? How would you like it to work for you instead of against you? Well, I came across these tips and I thought, this is really good. Now, some of them I've heard before, but others, well, I haven't, so it was new. Now, one of the things I did not know about, if you want to extend your life of the life of your fresh vegetables, use newspaper. Why? Because it really absorbs moisture, so you can line your crisper with it, and your produce will last twice as long. It also cushions perishables to help prevent bruising. For the best benefit, replace the newspaper every few days. Well, I found that I'd use something else. For a long time, I was using paper towels. Well, that's great, but sometimes there'd be a condensation in a drawer in an area of the refrigerator, and so I'd always get frustrated because I'd have to change it quite frequently. I found using towels works very nicely. That really seems to absorb the moisture, and I don't have a buildup. So old dish towels, things like that, I found when I put them in those drawers, they work very, very nicely. Also, plastic bags. Oh, boy. Do they ever add up? Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you cut off the bottom of a milk jug and fill the container with bags? You can turn that jug upside down and hang the handle on a hook in your kitchen and just pull a plastic bag from the spout when you need one. And an old milk jug can work just as well for a pooper scooper. Who would have thought? Simply cut off the top, and you'll have a perfect pickup tool. Hold it by the handle, scoop, and dump the poop in the garbage. It's just perfect. Now, I know about using paper towel rolls, and if you're a paper towel user like I am, those are always going to be available to you. It's great to use to keep power cords tangle-free. You can control your electronics cords by passing each one through a paper towel tube before plugging it in. The cords that way will lie flat and won't get twisted together. And you'll find the cords you need quite readily. Also, if your pantyhose, yes, ladies, I know you've got them. Those pantyhose get snagged in a drawer. It's hard to find the ones you're looking for. Stuff each pair into its own tube before placing in your drawer, marking the color and type on the outside. And you can cut the tubes. You can make them short if you want. Works perfectly. They fit very nicely into drawers. Coffee grounds. We have a lot of those around the SIBO house. We've used them in our garden for a long time. But were you aware that if you have a scratch on a piece of furniture, like a small hairline scratch from a wooden table or floor, all you have to do is put a cotton swab into wet coffee grounds and rub it in. Why? Because coffee is a natural dye and a mild abrasive, so your scratch will vanish. And just like we discovered, coffee grounds are loaded with nitrogen and other nutrients that house plants and flowers love. And add it to your soil. Put it in your composter. Tea bags, same thing. You can use those, and it's a great way to put them to use. And if you want to deodorize anything, newsprint, for some reason, I guess because of the carbon that's in the newsprint, is a natural odor deodorizer. You can crumble it up and stick it inside smelly shoes before putting them back into your closet. Or you can, if you have things that have gotten smelly because of old food that's in it, put it inside the container, whatever it is, and by the next day, you shouldn't have the odors anymore. And last but not least, and this suggestion I thought was great, if you're a banana lover, well, the peel of the banana can be put to good use as well. You can shine leather. That's right. The soft inside of a banana peel can clean and shine leather and vinyl, including purses, jackets, and shoes. Why? Because there are natural oils inside the banana peel, as well as potassium, and they're natural moisturizers that won't harm anything that they're rubbed on. So you just buff it in a circular motion and then wipe it clean with a cloth. This one, I've got to try. And it is using a banana peel to de-scratch a CD. We've all had those that have come up. If you have DVDs or CDs that skip, rub a banana peel over them in a circular motion and then gently buff and remove any residue with a soft cloth. The peel is mildly abrasive. The scratches will disappear. Try it. I think I'm going to try it. That one I have not tried yet. I want to try that because that will be handy to use. Donna SIBO here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I have some little tidbits of information that I wanted to share with you regarding Mother Nature. And when we get really complacent and think we know it all, usually Mother Nature has a way of putting us in our place, either by sending a hurricane our way or doing something that we would not expect. You know that old commercial, it was played for so many years, it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. I really think is very, very true. But to give you an example of some of the extremes that nature can give us as gifts, Dave Fern of Pueblo, Colorado was frying a tortilla in his home in the year 2001 when lightning struck a tree in his yard, traveled down a power line to his stove, and burned a hole in the frying pan that he was using. How would you relate to that experience? Also, there is some information regarding tornadoes. If you live in that part of the country, tornadoes can cause paths of damage that are more than a mile wide and 60 miles long. Once a tornado in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, carried a motel sign 30 miles and dropped it in Arkansas. And then this last little bit of trivia, a hurricane possesses as much energy as 10,000 nuclear bombs. A single hurricane's energy can equate to a power supply of 360 billion kilowatt hours a day, enough to supply electricity for the entire population in the United States for 6 months. Mother Nature, better be nice to her. she has a way of letting us know how insignificant we really are. This is Donna Sebo. We're out of time. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with an animal communicator. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Enjoy your blessings. You've got so much to be grateful for. This is a wonderful life, and you're living it. Donna Sebo here. Same time, same place tomorrow, right here on BBSRadio.com. Station 1. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.